You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, you heard us draw that bright line between retail sales and state revenues. Unfortunately for those state and municipalities, not a lot of hope there. Retail sale numbers for the month of April came out this morning. They fell by more than 16% overall from the previous month. And for clothing retail specifically, they were down by 79%. That does not exactly bode well for the clothing companies like J. Crew and Neiman Marcus that are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and hoping to come out the other side. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
You know the kind of bankruptcy where a company sells all its stuff and closes its doors forever? That's not generally how a Chapter 11 bankruptcy is supposed to go. When a company files for Chapter 11, it's trying to come up with a plan to save the business. For a retailer, that usually means closing unprofitable stores, cutting staff, getting some debt forgiven.
So when you come out, you're a leaner and meaner company than when you went in.
Larry Katz is a business bankruptcy lawyer at Hirschler Fleischer. The thing is, if you do come out of bankruptcy leaner and meaner,
you still need to have a product that people are interested in purchasing. You still need customers, and you still need a marketing plan that makes sense.
The customer part is not looking good right now at all. Again, clothing sales down by 79%. Now, those numbers are from April, when the country was on full lockdown. So Craig Rowley at the consulting firm Korn Ferry says the drop in sales is not surprising and probably not long term.
It's hard to make any sales when your stores aren't open. The real question will be, how fast do revenues come back as stores are beginning to open up? Are consumers ready to get out? Do they feel safe? Until that's done, they aren't going to go shopping.
Also, how much has the world changed now? Randy Allen teaches management at Cornell.
Are more people going to work at home? That's going to have an impact, particularly on apparel, the kinds of apparel, who the customers are, the frequency with which people are going to buy, et cetera.
There's a lot we don't know. But she says the retailers that do succeed will have to figure out what kind of clothing people want to buy now. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.